Santa Bannon Fine Art Gallery, 25 West 3rd Street, Suite 93 of the Banana Factory, turns the tables on curators and directors with Turning the Tables, the Art of Curators and Directors. This is Musings. I'm Ken Michael. Santa Bannon brought together 13 directors and curators from across the Delaware and Lehigh Valleys to show their own works and provide a window into the artistic minds of the directors and curators of Muhlenberg College, the Allentown Art Museum, James A. Michener Museum, and Haverford College, among others. It started with Santa Bannon's relationship with Bruce Katziff, the retired director and CEO of the James A. Michener Museum. Santa Bannon.
I represent Bruce Katziff. Last year, before he retired from the James A. Michener Art Museum in Doylestown, I went down to Philadelphia and I had a meeting with a curator. And we started to discuss Bruce's photography. And he had no idea that Bruce Katziff was a photographer. He didn't know how well known and how well received his photography has been over the years. His work is collected in some very fine museums all over the country. I just found that really interesting and somewhat confusing, because how does one curator not know another curator's artwork? Some curators are known only as art historians or art educators. I think that that is what this curator thought. He thought that Bruce was a director of a major museum and that he brings big shows, just not realizing about his photography. So I thought this would be a fantastic show to have curators' artwork. I have a gallery now. I thought I really would like to have that show, curating the curators or curating the directors and just turn the tables on them. I sent out a lot of emails. I called a lot of people. Some of them were a little bit reluctant initially because I think that they thought, oh, somebody is going to judge my work and I'm really not used to this. But everyone was excited and on board and very appreciative, which I was surprised at. I understand it now because they really don't get to show their work. Because some people, like Bruce, he thought that it was a conflict of interest. It's kind of serendipitous sometimes when their work does get collected by another museum or another collection because it's unexpected. So they're not actively seeking out exhibits.
Looking at the show card for this, initially I was like, wow, okay, this, like any group show, it's, you have a checklist. I was like, that's a really cool checklist. Willie Williams, how often do you see anything from him?
He is an amazing, amazing photographer, and he has a show opening in Washington, D.C. at the end of the month. He kind of flies under the radar as far as people, they don't know him necessarily as a really wonderful photographer, but he is. He works at it all the time.
Well, the passion is proof in the show here. I love that you have Jackie's all off on her own.
I love Jackie.
On that pedestal and on that, because I know her mainly as an artist, and she talks about it so simply that I just do this and this, and I can't even conceive of the math that goes on in your head to able to do what she's doing. And
we're talking about Jackie Lima. Her piece is a three-dimensional, she calls it a painting, but I call it a three-dimensional painting sculpture, I don't know, interactive globe, because it looks like a globe on a pedestal, a tall pedestal, and a very large globe. I think it's 24 inches in diameter. The piece rotates. I put it in that niche because I figured not everybody would know to rotate it, but still they would get a sense of it because they could walk around it completely. It's a plexiglass globe where she painted this scene from Woodstock when she was, I think, an artist in residence there. It's just really cool because I think over a couple of weeks she photographed different aspects of life there on Tinker Street. And the name of the piece is called Tinker Street. So she photographed different aspects and then she painted right there in situ. And a lot of people would just come up and say, hey, what the heck are you doing? Over a course of several weeks, she painted scenes, just different scenes. And they're really cool because you see something different every time you look at it. I mean, I've been looking at this and living with it here at the gallery for over a month. And every time I'm drawn to it, to turn it and rotate it, and I see a different person in the background somewhere.
It's taking a 3D scene, somehow converting it to a flat surface, which is a traditional painting surface, and then rounding it off, but making the perspectives right so that it's like you're looking at a globe reflecting a street scene that you're seeing in front of you. And
what's never seen anything like that. And I'm so thrilled to have that piece. I wanted to take it home.
Santa Bannon, director of Santa Bannon Fine Art, Suite 93 of the Banana Factory, 25 West 3rd Street. Turning the tables, the art of curators and directors is on view now through May 30th. For more information, their phone number is 610-997-5453. More information also available at santafineart.com. Musings is supported by the Dorothy and Dexter Baker Foundation. This is Musings. I'm Ken Michael, and you're tuned to WDIY, Lehigh Valley Community Public Radio.